Motherload Views continues in our four-part series focused on fire prevention and preparedness. This is part two of the series, focusing in this weekend on the issue of evacuation, ingress and egress issues. We're joined in studio by a wide panel of guests who focus on this and are responsible during the summer season, during the fire season. We're joined in studio by Sheriff Bill Pooley. We have in studio also Sergeant Randy Mattyshock with the California Highway Patrol, OES Coordinator Liz Peterson, and Sonora Police Chief Taru Vanderweel. Sheriff Pooley, I'll go to you next with this next question. You know, getting the message out to people that there is an evacuation, can you tell us a little bit about the steps and the things that you do?
So at the Sheriff's Office, we give two types of notification. We give an evacuation warning. That's when a fire is imminent. We know there's a fire going. It could spread into your neighborhood. We'll start warning you then. And at that time, that's when you're starting to back the car into the driveway, starting to load your pets, do those types of things. And then we will follow that up with an evacuation order. And that is, the fire is here. You need to get out immediately. We will give you directions on where to go. We'll set up traffic patterns with CHP or the PD. And it is critical that when you're told to leave, you need to leave, because if you refuse to leave, which as an adult in California, if you refuse to leave, we're going to leave you there, but we are not going to come back for you. Having said that, if you have small children, elderly, or folks with special needs, we will take those people from the home regardless of the caregiver or the parents' wishes. So that's something we do. We take care of the elderly and the children and people with special needs. And if you're an adult and you want to stay, you have the right to do so. But just keep in mind, we're not going to be coming back for you. That puts law enforcement, fire teams in danger, and it's probably too late by that time. So having said that, you know, how do we notify the public? We obviously work with your radio station, put information out that way. We have a reverse 911 system that you it's an opt-in system. If you go to the Tuolumne County website and go to search OES, there's a prompt and it'll tell you how to sign up for that. You need to register with your phone number or cell phone number, home phone number, your address, physical address, not a PO box. And we send alerts out that way. We also go through IPAWS and the emergency broadcast system. You remember when you grew up as a kid, that wah-wah-wah, that noise, and then we'll send messages out that way. Having said that, we also try to do personal notification with deputies if we have time. We may implement the fire folks, any number of our law enforcement partners to help us do that. If we have time, we like to do it in person. But sometimes, as you saw in the Paradise Fire, you don't have time to do that. So having said that, some of the things I've heard about the Paradise Fire is that a lot of people didn't get notified. And a lot of that was because cell reception, you know, in Tuolumne County, as of last week, we had that big failure. There's areas of the county that just don't get cell reception, or you can't get a radio. You need to be able to go out and get that information yourself. You know, when you start hearing these bombers go off, everybody hears them downtown Sonora. You hear these bombers going taking off. You need to start going and getting that information. Where's that fire? Is it going to affect me? You need to start educating yourself and getting the information yourself, because with all the tools in our tool belt, there's still going to be people that get missed. Fires come so quickly, they melt the phone lines, they melt the power lines, and all those neat tools that we have, these electronic devices, are now diminished, and people aren't going to get the message. So really get out, pay attention, especially in those summer months, what's going on. Listen to the radio. If you don't have those types of things, maybe your neighbor does. And another thing I really want to stress is know your neighbors. If your neighbors are wheelchair-bound or have oxygen or those types of things, or if you know that their car's not running at the time, you need to be prepared to help those people if you can. If not, you need to notify law enforcement so that we can come in and help them.
With evacuation orders, and you hear it on the radio, and then especially if a deputy is knocking on your door or a fire official, mm-hmm. I mean, I know there's got to be a sense of panic, you know, you got to get out right away. You know, what would you say ahead of time as we're getting ahead of the season, you know, things to just, you know, do right now so that you're ready, that if you have to go right then, you know what you need to do and can get out of there quickly?
So again, pre-planning is the key to success here. You need to know your routes, drive your routes, know where to get the information, know what you need to take. You want to take some credit cards, your cash, jewelry, kids' pictures, those types of things. You should have a list ready to go. If you go to our OES website. You can find all kinds of pre-planning information. You know, you need to be able to have everything readily available, have a list, know it, because when the firefighters are on your street and they're running through your yard trying to put out the fires, you're going to become very excited, you're going to tend to forget things, and you're going to panic. It's just a natural reaction. So the more you pre-plan and lay out these things in a neat order and have them available, know where everything's going to be at, have a bag that's ready to go with waters, food, things like that, a transistor radio with batteries, have all those things ready to go and talk about it with your family, not only once, but several times throughout the summer, so that it's just second nature when it's time to go.
Oh, yes, Coordinator Peterson, I know that's an issue that you focus on too, evacuations and getting people ready ahead of time. Anything else to add on that topic?
Yes, well, a few things. Our role as Office of Emergency Services is really as a coordinator to really make sure that information is being shared appropriately, accurately. And one of the ways that we do that is we, as we've alluded to multiple times here, is that we updated our website, our county website, to include a lot of really good information on how folks can prepare ahead of time. There's some excellent information about, your emergency kit that you should have ready to go. And there's also some good information about preparing your children, as well as preparing your pets and your livestock. That's a really important piece that folks need to remember. If you don't have pet carriers for your dogs or your cats, you need to get those, and leashes as well, and have those easily accessible, as well as your livestock. If you don't have trailers for them, then you can contact our local animal control, Tuolumne County Animal Control. They have volunteers who can come and assist during an evacuation to remove your livestock and your pets. And all of that information is also available on our county website. We're trying to make our website be a central hub of information for folks so that there's accurate and clear information there at all times that folks can access to prepare themselves ahead of time.
I know with evacuations, that topic of having pets is something that comes up. We get questions about here at the radio station. You're evacuated. You know, if you have a pet, you know, are there typically places at shelters you can take them to? How does that work?
There are. So our Tuolumne County Animal Control, they make sure that there are shelter locations for pets and livestock. So sometimes at the Red Cross shelters that are set up, pets aren't allowed, but they make sure, Animal Control makes sure that whether it's through a volunteer foster group who would temporarily foster pets, or whether it's setting up a temporary shelter specifically for pets and livestock, they make sure that happens. And one more thing that I want to mention about that is there are microchips that you can and should get for your pets. They start at $17. You can get them from veterinarians. You can get them at Tractor Supply, all kinds of places. They are the size of a grain of rice. You put it into your pet. It's a really quick, painless process, and they are in there for life. That is a really important thing. If you do have to leave and don't even have time to take your pets, Animal Control, along with our law enforcement partners and our fire partners, will go and survey areas after folks have been evacuated, and they will take pets and animals if they see them. But the problem is there must be some way to identify them. And so this microchip is a really, really simple way to do that, inexpensive, and it's really important so that you can get your pet, on the back end when you are back in your home after the fire.
Need to take one more break. We're talking about fire preparedness during a four-part series of Motherlode Views this weekend, focusing in on evacuations, ingress and egress issues. We have a panel of guests, Sheriff Bill Pooley, Tuolumne County OES Coordinator Liz Peterson, City of Sonora Police Chief Taru Vanderweel, and Sergeant Randy Mattyshock with the California Highway Patrol. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Our final segment of Motherlode Views is coming up in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.